With SRN News, I'm John Scott. With less than 2 weeks to go before a government shutdown, there's little sign of compromise on Capitol Hill on the details of a continuing resolution. Bob Agnew reports.
All but the most essential of government services are set to shut down unless Congress can pass a continuing resolution by September 30th. The stopgap measure set for a vote in the House on Friday would keep the government up and running until mid-November. In the Senate, Republicans predict Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is holding a losing hand as he refuses to compromise with the GOP, hoping to blame Republicans for a likely shutdown. Bob Agnew reporting.
After a historic state visit to the UK, President Trump and the First Lady returning to Washington. Meanwhile, the president cheering the suspension of late-night TV host Jimmy Kimmel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The president called Kimmel's suspension great news for America.
He said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
ABC pulled the show after pressure from Trump's FCC chairman, but the president said it wasn't a free speech issue.
You can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent.
Writing online, the president called for the removal of NBC's late night hosts, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, citing horrible ratings. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
The president expected to attend Kirk's funeral this weekend. Former U.S. Attorney Andrew C. McCarthy says the alleged shooter of Charlie Kirk would likely fail if he tried to use the insanity defense.
The evidence powerfully shows a lot of planning, thoughtful motive. To prosecute a case like this successfully, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that this was intentional murder. And there are exacerbating factors here that go to his motive.
McCarthy was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. How religious is your state?
According to a detailed ranking compiled by the Pew Research Center, Mississippi is the most religious state in the nation. 50% of its residents can be considered highly committed to their faith. South Carolina comes in second, followed by South Dakota, Louisiana, and Tennessee. At the other end of the spectrum, Vermont is the least religious state, followed by New Hampshire, Maine, the District of Columbia, and Nevada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Midwest has a well-deserved reputation for friendliness and hospitality, but a new report finds the region having a problem with anti-Semitism. The survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents around the Midwest from 2023 to 2024. In fact, the problem is a national and global one, but the ADL says the rise in anti-Semitic incidents in the Midwest was higher. This is SRN News. The House of Representatives voted along bipartisan lines to table a resolution to censure Minnesota Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar over comments about Charlie Kirk. Bernie Bennett has the update in this story.
Four House Republicans voted with Democrats to table the legislation, effectively blocking it from receiving its own House-wide vote. The measure was blocked in a narrow 214 to 213 vote. The four Republicans are Representatives Mike Flood of Nebraska, Tom McClintock of California, Jeff Hurd of Colorado, and Corey Mills of Florida. McClintock told reporters that while he condemned Omar's response to Kirk's death, he voted against moving forward with the censure based on First Amendment grounds. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Atlantic Ocean has claimed another beach house on the fragile Outer Banks, the home that collapsed Tuesday afternoon in Buxton, North Carolina, the 12th to succumb to the surf since May 2020. More details at srnnews.com.